Hello there.
Hello there.
How are you, mate?
I'm doing well, thanks, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. I do enjoy
Yeah,
that music. I do
that
enjoy
is.
the Skype
It's
ringtone.
catchy, isn't it? Yeah,
I hear
it's
it
unusually
sometimes in my head.
in my mind when I'm trying to hear anything else.
Yeah, like Duran Duran. I just
Yeah.
don't want it to be my mind cluttered with ringtones from an admittedly subpar calling service.
Yeah, well, it has its moments for sure.
It certainly does. So why are we having this conversation, Mr. Rob? Why are we
Well, I mean,
chatting?
we're basically talking about mine in a way. We're talking about my new project, right? So behind the scenes, I've been, coming to terms with it and trying to figure out what shape it's going to take. Now, this I caveat by saying this is not the book project that we've talked about.
No, that's
That
still
is
happening, I'm sure.
still happening. It is temporarily parked because I've had a lot going on in the last couple of weeks. I haven't really had a chance to make a lot of headway on it. So it's still in the ether. It's still there's still this, I haven't deleted anything. The stuff I wrote is still there. I just haven't made any further progress on it, partly because of what we're about to talk about.
But you do have a new project in mind.
I
It
do. I do.
is part of your year of acquisitions, shall we
Yes,
say?
well, I think I mentioned it a while back that 2018 has become a year where I've been keen to reach out to outfits and podcasts and things like that, and work with them as closely as I po as they're wishing to be involved, basically. So it varies from anything to, hey, do you want me to share your show? To do you want to join up and become part of the crew and all that sort of stuff? And actually, it's gone further than that.
Indeed.
It has,
It is. So this chat is the public announcement
Yes.
of said endeavor.
Indeed. So, I don't know. Did
Do
it come
it.
from me? I don't know. It feels weird.
I don't
Don't know. All right, let's see. How, see. Let's go with it and see what happens.
Let's not bury the lead. It's torturous enough as it is.
It is. It is weird.
I
This
am
is something that's
involved.
been.
I am
Yeah. It's.
involved in a small way. I'm cl sorry. I'm closing that lid, and I forgot the camera's on. We don't.
I was just like, what's he gonna? Is he showing me something? And then you start looting it down. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Sorry, mate. I forgot that the camera was on. Yes, I am involved with your new
You are. You are
project
very, very directly, I would say.
very directly.
Yeah.
So just to bring people up to speed with what's going on, Rob's continued. Rob's acquisitions for this year have grown to include Talk Star Wars. Rob is acquiring
Everybody's
Talk.
got a price.
Rob has acquired Talk Star Wars from me wholly and completely,
Yes, indeed.
which I think is the only way that could happen. The
It's
only.
it's bittersweet, isn't it, in a way?
It's bittersweet, yeah. We should sort of say that that means that I will be moving on to. I don't know if there's going to be
Yeah.
anything else, but I will
I think
certainly be leaving the hallowed halls of Talk Star Wars.
indeed. And I think it's also very important that we clarify instantly that this was not my this was not down to my aggressive pursuit. So I realized that
The
the way
hell
we've
you
just framed
say it. No.
it, the way we've just framed it makes it sound like I came in, offered you a truckload of money, and
Yeah.
just going to kick you to the curb,
I
which
did
is
just hear
so far removed
the
from the
reverse
case.
tone as you were backing up a Brinks Mack truck to the front door. Yeah, no, it wasn't. Everyone's aware, I think, of what a difficult year I've had so far with Talk Star Wars and the loss of Steve and some of the friction online and the workload and how, I stepped back with the Patreon so I could sort of try and gather my thoughts and work out precisely what was going on. And at the same time as you and I were having conversations on air and off air about how I was feeling about everything and my place within it. And of course, naturally that evolved into the sale of Talk Star Wars to you,
Yeah.
which was not an easy decision to make, but one made a lot easier by the fact that it was you, because I think the options were somewhat limited. Going else, like shutting Talk Star Wars down, was never really a consideration.
No.
That was never really something that sat well with me.
No, and nor would I have been particularly happy to let you do so without at least making you an offer to continue in some form.
Yeah, there was a brief moment, I think, where I had a conversation with yourself, Kyle, mm-hmm. and Tim about how I was just about ready to mothball it and walk away, and all three of you did a wonderful job in talking me down off the ledge, because it was
metaphorically
speaking.
Just so we're clear,
it was at a time where I wasn't in the best of health. I was feeling quite exhausted, mm-hmm. And of course I wasn't thinking very clearly. So you three gentlemen really made a lot of sense, and I kept sound counsel, I think, at that point in time, and it planted a lot of seeds, because you'd shown a lot more interest in Talk Star Wars and playing a more active role in Talk Star Wars, which to me mm-hmm. said, oh, that's not only is that a way to alleviate some of the pressure from me, but it's also a way for Talk Star Wars to continue without me. And then we started talking, and of course it all came together beautifully, which means Talk Star Wars gets to live on,
mm-hmm.
and I get to sort of step back from online creation for a while, if not permanently, then at least for some time.
Yeah,
I think. And I'm happy with the decision.
Well, good.
Which I didn't know if I was going to be.
And again, to be clear, I mean, if you were, I just want to reassure people that hearing this, who, you know, we're talking about sort of you taking a break, which could last anywhere from a few months to forever. I want to be clear on this. If after some time you decide that you want to dip your toes back in, not fully to the same degree, but, you know, in some form, like maybe being a sort of occasional guest on a show or written pieces or any form that you want to kind of be part of, the door will always be open for you.
Yeah.
And that will, you know, that will persist, because our friendship goes back far beyond Talk Star Wars, and it will endure far beyond Talk Star Wars.
Indeed.
As it always has.
You know? And you know, that conversation we'd had was instrumental in the decision I made, you sort of saying that I would be not only welcome to contribute to Talk Star Wars on the podcast, but to E14.
Mm-hmm.
That means if I do find myself in need of a creative outlet, I have one or several. And also I've had these conversations with the other guys on the network, specifically Tim and Robcast, mm-hmm. who have been very keen to sort of keep some sort of creative relationship going, and of course our friendships as well, which are all the more important. I do intend to still be a presence within our community, because that's something that I desperately don't want to lose touch with, the VIP community, for example. So I can still be a part of the ecosystem that we built,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily as a creator.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, that's fine. I think that makes perfect sense, and I think that I have an idea of a capacity in which we can bring you, keep you around,
mm-hmm.
Which I'll talk to you about kind of behind the scenes.
Sure.
Because it's a bit technical, it's a bit elaborate and technical, and it's not really, it's also not very interesting, to be honest. and I try my best to be enthralling, obviously. But
Indeed, there
you go.
Yeah, so that's, it's been a long time coming, I think. It's, where are we now? End of April, and I've started to have, I mean, to really put people in the picture, a lot of, I'm going to use the term the rot set in, but I'm going to put that in inverted commas, because that's overly dramatic. And maybe.
But I know what you mean. Yeah, there's a certain, the shine comes off.
It a little bit it does. And people have noticed, I know people have reached out to me that my enthusiasm might have gone away.
Yeah.
It all started with the reaction to The Last Jedi, I think. And some of the poisonous nature of the internet started to get to me. And that was that just went up in terms of intensity around the time that we lost Steve from the show because of the reaction to something he said on one of the episodes. And so that kind of, the shine did come off of things for me there. And then I just got more and more, increasingly more tired doing what I was doing, which was, as we've spoken about before, approaching this as a full-time endeavor. It was more of a sprint. I probably should have approached it more as a marathon, and I just kind of burnt myself out.
It's easily done. I've been guilty of it in the past too.
Of course, fewer people work. Few people work as hard as you do in your online endeavors. And remember, these are all extracurricular as well. They're not.
Sure.
It's not the only thing we do.
No, indeed.
When you and I started having conversations about what the future of Talk Star Wars was, or more to the point, what my place was within it, I started to add up the time I've spent on projects like this, passion projects, that go back long before Talk Star Wars. And I started mapping them out, and I think it goes back to 2010. Initially, I thought, oh, it's 2012. It's when it all started, 2012. But it wasn't. It goes back a little bit further to 2010 when I started working as I've always been a passionate photographer, but I started working as a wedding photographer in my spare time.
Okay.
So working full time, having a life, and then being a wedding photographer. So at weekends, I'd go and shoot a wedding, edit in the evenings, or go and meet clients. Not an awful lot of weddings, but enough to sort of fill up my schedule.
Yeah.
And that's quite a high pressured gig as well.
Sure. Because if you mess it up, you've ruined, theoretically, you've ruined somebody's memories.
Oh, yeah. And you might want to be a little bit better at it than I am to do it at that sort of level.
Right.
I always felt like I was pushing a stone uphill with the wedding photography. So that is something else that I loved it at first, and then soon it started to become less a passion project and more of just work. And after that led to Lisa and I buying this house and renovating it, which was a massive project.
Yep.
And straight off the back of that, I went into Hindsight with Paul, writing the script to Hindsight, which we'd spent a couple of years on, writing Hindsight, pitching Hindsight, which we know needed an Australian train driver to actually go anywhere. But during Hindsight, in fact, we'd started, and this is something I've never really spoken about before, Paul, Stephen, our friend Andy and myself started publishing a digital magazine, which had 20,000 subscribers. And it was just like, we would just aggregate news into this magazine. And then we started doing original bits of writing. Not so much Steve and Andy, but Paul and myself, original bits of writing in this magazine that led to a blog, which led to Movie Geeks Film News, and then the Movie Geeks Film Cast when we started podcasting, which brings us right up to the start of Talk Star Wars and the podcast and the VIP community, Patreon and all that stuff. So I haven't stopped for 8 years.
Yeah.
I literally haven't stopped. I've been talking to people about this decision, about how even when Lisa and I have been on holiday, and we were fortunate enough, 2 years on a trot since Talk Star Wars started, to go to Barbados, where we got married years and years ago. We've been able to go back a couple of years on a trot. And even around the pool, I had my phone and I was just on Twitter all the time, because I was on the news cycle then. I was on the same clock. And when I got an article, I'd run back in, because we had a room. I was fortunate enough to have a room with really good internet and a desk, so the Mac was set up, and I'd run in, write the article, post it, come back to the sun.
Yeah.
I haven't stopped. haven't stopped literally since 2010 doing different things. So for me, not doing anything for a while,
yeah,
it's going to be an absolute pleasure, I think.
I think that's probably for the best. If you've taken such a long period of throwing yourself into project after project after project, that takes a toll over time. And I had to do the same thing. I had to take a year. I mean, it was circumstances around outside of projects that made me stop for a year. But when I came back, I'd had a chance to recharge my batteries. I'd had a chance to think about the kind of stuff I actually wanted to do. and I took that from the stuff I was already doing and then dropped the rest. And what you might find is, in the same way, you might turn around and, I say this is hypothetical, this is purely, you know, 6 months down the line, you might turn around and go, you know what, I really love doing podcasting. I'm not so fond of, you know, I'm not missing curating the news to talk about, which is something obviously that we do.
Yeah.
I enjoy the interaction with people, but, you know, I'm not so big on this aspect of it or whatever that might be. And you'll end up with a blueprint for your next thing. Mm-hmm. Just by going through that kind of thought exercise and just kind of reflecting on the stuff that you don't miss after some time has elapsed and you've had a chance to actually miss it. You'll find, I think, that you'll have a blueprint for what's next. Yeah. And then that will take, and it, you know, it might be in the similar way to what happened with me, where I got inspired by listening to a podcast in the interim and thought, I feel like I should do something like this. This is right on my street. I feel like this really suits my thing. It's right in my wheelhouse. You might have the same thing. You might be listening to something or reading something or watching something, and you suddenly go, yeah, that, except my version of that.
Well, that's where it all started for me.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, the reason I podcast is because we'd set up Movie Geeks Film News, mm-hmm. and I travelled away for work, and on the journey, I'd listened to half of the Serial podcast from This American Life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which was pretty new. It was
very good, yeah.
And I listened to the other half on the way back. And then I ran into, I had to get together with Paul, Andy and Steve that weekend. I ran in and said, as if I just discovered electricity or something.
Yeah.
We've got to do this. I can't believe this medium. I love it so much. And I've been a podcast listener for a long time, but it never occurred to me that I might be able to do it.
Yeah.
So we tried it, and the first episode of Movie Geeks Filmcast is dire. I've remastered it recently and like got everyone's levels up, so it's listenable again.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll ever get public airing, but it's amazing how far you can come when you do something over and over and over again, when you learn you learn your craft and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But yeah, that's what it was. I had a fire in my belly for podcasting at that point in time, and I want that again. And at the moment, the thing I really want more than anything is to not do anything at all.
Yeah.
Really, just to kind of exist online, but not create online. I found that to be less and less rewarding over the past few months.
Okay.
It's you know, crafting something, anything, even as modest as the stuff we make, crafting it and throwing it out there. It's not like I expect people to come back to me and say, wonderful, this is fantastic, thumbs up. But sometimes...
Yeah, I mean, they do.
Yeah, we do. Our community is fantastic.
Yeah.
But more often than not, it goes the other way, and people just... They'll find one little thing and come back and say, excuse me, this thing here, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, really? Is there, in the 120 minutes of content you've just consumed... That one comment,
4 seconds, really upset you. Yeah,
and it's not.
But that's the age we live in.
It is. You know,
it's very much kind of, and it's not. It's, sometimes it's valid, you know. Sometimes somebody says, "Oh, I dislike that," and you're just like, "Oh, you know what? Actually, that's fair good enough."
Point. Yeah,
and yeah. That's a good point.
Episode with Steve is case in point. Where yes, of course, viewing it through somebody else's perspective, you think, "Oh, yeah, of course." Absolutely valid point.
It can certainly be taken that way, yeah.
But a lot of the time it feels like you make a thing and then somebody else takes that as an opportunity to make a comment, and that's their thing. That's their contribution to the entire endeavour is I'll wait for what you make and then I'll score a couple of points off of it by just coming out of the darkness and just saying no and then walking back off again.
Yeah.
I can't be doing with it. So I think... If I do anything again, it might be in a very limited audience.
Right.
And what the steps I've taken so far towards that is And this is important, actually. I've made a Facebook group, a private Facebook group, which will be linked to the Talk Star Wars VIP group.
Okay.
So the Talk Star Wars VIPs, the people who have supported us and got us this far, have already been pre-approved for membership to my private group. So anything I do for the time being will be in there.
Yeah.
So it won't be internet at large. It will be kind of in a private area. And I said to you previously that what I want to do is I want to make stuff for the sake of making it now, not for an audience and not for not to a deadline. When I want to make something, I'll make it and I'll put it in there. And then people can consume it if they want.
Yeah.
They don't have to. And then I'll see where it goes. It's like you said, the doing of it all, looking for that fire in my belly again.
Yeah.
That will take place there, I think.
And it takes time.
With a limited audience. It will.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will take time.
I think. Now, you bring up a good point, which is something I wanted to address during this discussion. The Talk Star Wars VIP Facebook group.
Yes.
I want to speak to them very directly right now. I want to reassure them that there will be, in the not-too-distant future, once I figure out the logistics of it and how I want it to work, there will be a new Patreon. Nobody who currently... I'm going to make this guarantee now so it's on record so they can use it and throw it back in my face if for any reason I were to ever take leave of my senses and go back on this and walk this back. So, but this is on record. If you're... So currently we've got the minimum tier is $2. I'm going to make an assurance now that nobody who is pledging that currently, or would be if the Patreon was active, nobody who's pledging that will be frozen out of the Facebook group. There will be no tier above, so it won't become, oh, the Facebook group's only for the $5 tier now or the $3 tier. It's not going to work that way. So what's currently the minimum now will be the minimum barrier for entry for the Facebook, you know, to be included in the Facebook group. So that is something I will be I'm very keen on keeping things as they are. Obviously, I want the group to get bigger. That's one of the reasons I've taken it on, is to kind of keep it going and to hopefully grow it some more, because maybe there's more to find. Maybe there's more growth to be done. It remains to be seen. Obviously, you know, it's very likely we're going to lose one Patreon on day one, which is me, because obviously that is me just throwing money at myself and paying Patreon for the privilege, which I can do with all the love in the world to Patreon for the service they provide. I can do that myself.
Yeah, with a piggy
bank. If I want to waste money, I've got so many better avenues of doing it than just sending it to Patreon to essentially not launder for me, but, you know, to process for me. That just seems wildly unnecessary. So anyway, yeah, so that was the main thing I wanted to sort of say about the Patreon, is that the Facebook group criteria will not ever exceed the current value they are at now. So whatever you need to pledge to be in the Facebook group now, you will never need to pledge more. You will have the option, but you will never need to pledge more to be included in that Facebook group. On record now.
Well done. Well said.
Yeah, well, you know.
And it should be said as well that the invitation to Talk Star Wars VIPs to be a part of my Facebook group is not only restricted to the existing VIPs. Any new patrons who become a member of the Talk Star Wars VIP community will also have access to my private Facebook group. If you're not already a patron and you're at least curious about what I'm going to do next, that's your way into that.
Yeah, when it goes, you will also be given access.
Yeah.
I maybe won't write it in the list of things you get. It will just be an additional thing between us.
It'll be a linked, you know? It'll be a linked group within the VIP group, so you'll get straight through, and you're already pre-approved. I should probably point out that even though I'm not completely committed to it yet, Rob, you and I have been discussing it over the past few weeks. I do have a rather ambitious project in mind. I haven't spoken to you in any detail about it.
No, you have mentioned there's a project, that's all.
There is a project in mind that will play to my strengths, I think. It will be, I think, potentially the most challenging thing I've ever done. And it's been something that I've been trying to get to for a very, very long time. And obviously, whilst Talk Star Wars has been my first priority, that's never going to, I would never have the time to work that into my schedule.
No.
So
it's your one man Broadway musical.
It is. So yeah. It's a way off yet.
Yeah.
But it is a big deal. So for me, at least, it is a big deal.
To be clear, it's not a one man Broadway musical. It's not. I'm being silly.
It's a significant project, a significant undertaking. I think it will challenge me incredibly. Yep. So I've not committed to a time frame for it yet because, obviously, one ridiculous thing at a time. But that's on the horizon. And, you know, I'm thinking that the stuff I do maybe in the Facebook group might be the things that happen along the way to the big project.
Yeah, you know? to the final destination.
Yeah, so yeah. The thing that I'm working towards along the way, there might be little podcasts, there might be little vlogs, bits and pieces as and when I do them. So yeah, but that's a long way off yet because I need to do a lot of work to get there. And at the moment, I'm looking forward to not doing any work. So there you go. That's where I'm kind of sitting.
Yeah. There's a couple of other things I wanted to sort of touch on about the changes. So there's a couple of assurances I want to give. One of them is that the podcast has been historically family friendly and will remain so. Despite obviously anybody who follows me outside of Talk Star Wars in any of my ventures knows that I'm no stranger to the odd profanity when the mood strikes and when the occasion warrants. But I'm very much of the opinion, and I think I'm probably not alone in thinking that one of the reasons Talk Star Wars has the community it has is because it has such a broad appeal, and I'm going to be aiming to keep that unchanged. Yeah. Obviously there will be some personnel changes. I don't know what's happening with some of our current contributors.
Yeah, I don't.
I've spoken to some behind the scenes. So I've spoken to Tim and Robcast, and they've both kind of agreed that they will continue to be part of Talk Star Wars, which I'm very happy about. So there will still be a roundtable. The comics podcast will change, but I don't know at this stage what it's going to change, how it's going to change. But I've told Tim in no uncertain terms that, you know, if he's happy to stay on, then I want there to be a comics podcast for him to do. So that will not, you know, in that side of things, that won't change. That will be the same. It will probably just take a different form. Let's say there are people who, obviously, your good self, Mark, is sadly going to be leaving us. There is some uncertainty around another contributor. I'd rather, you know, without going into too much detail, I'm not really sure what's happening with that person. Obviously, if they're listening, then I hope they're okay. But there will be, you know, I'm sure there will be. I know there will be people who will suddenly, you know, who will kind of be interested in kind of pursuing, maybe have ideas for stuff they'd like to do on Talk Star Wars. Obviously, I'm going to be very receptive to that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, Mark has always been receptive to that stuff, interested in hearing ideas. I will continue that sort of mentality because I think it's the best way to get good stuff. Obviously, Paul has said he's going to be happy to continue joining in. So we've seen in previous episodes how that can be not always doable. Obviously, life sometimes gets in the way.
Yeah, he does have a bit of a schedule, bless him.
Yeah, I have spoken to my colleague at Emotionally 14, Brad, who is a rather large Star Wars fan, and he will be joining me in the future. So as soon as scheduling allows, he will be joining me for at least some episodes, see how he gets on and, you know, how much he takes to it. And if he enjoys himself and everybody reacts well, then he'll become a part of the fixtures. But at this stage, I cannot stress enough how much of this is up in the air for me, even. You know, a lot of this stuff is, you know, me and Mark have been sort of swapping keys almost in the last week or so behind the scenes. And there's been, you know, every now and then Mark will just sort of send me a message and say, do you want the Twitter? And so I've taken the Twitter. Mm-hmm. How about the Facebook? And so I get the Facebook, and then I get the Instagram. And my phone is, you know, I'm amazed it hasn't melted from all this stuff.
Yeah, it should be pointed out. It's not a small thing. It's not like you just say, no. "Oh, this is yours now," and it's a little key fob, and off you go.
That would be cool.
There is a lot of stuff that needs to be done in the background, and some of this runs quite deep as well into certain accounts and certain obligations.
Yeah.
So it's no small endeavor, and we have been working on it for weeks. But I must say that, I probably wouldn't have moved forward with it if it wasn't you.
Okay. That's very kind of you to say.
I feel much more comfortable about the fact that Talk Styles will continue on.
Yep.
And it'll have the right people sort of creating stuff on mm-hmm. and around it. And that the community will remain intact.
That's the plan.
I feel much more confident of that with you. So, if that hadn't been the case, it may not have happened, but I don't know what would have happened with Talk Star Wars at that point. You know, I hated, we spoke about this a number of times, I hated the thought of it just going away.
Yeah. And basically one of the things I was very, very keen on when you first started talking about what would be next was that I didn't want you to do that because, well, you know, for the most obvious reason is that, like I said, you know, I want you to have the option to come back to it in a few months if you find that you miss it. And I've been in that position before where you take a break and you go, oh man, I'd really love to get back into this thing. You go back to it and it's a wasteland. And you can build it back up. You know, Emotionally 14 is living proof that it can be done, but it's a hard road to hoe. And I could have, you know, and in some, you know, I do find myself sometimes in my idle moments wondering, would I have just been better off, you know, just letting it go and just starting something completely new? And obviously, you know, I made the choice I made, and I can only, continue. I've continued with that to the best of my abilities and to varying degrees of success, obviously, depending on, you know, when. But yeah.
Well, that was the sage advice way back when we first started talking about this was don't just jack it in and walk away in case it's the wrong decision.
Yeah.
And so that informed the decisions that I made at that point in time with the dialing back of the Patreon and the sort of dialing back of the workload. But that also gave me room to really seriously consider how I felt about everything and my place mm-hmm. in it. And that was why, you know, the conclusion is Talk Styles would be better off without me at this point. I certainly would be better off without this level of work. I'm not sure it's entirely healthy for me.
Right.
So I think Talk Styles would be better off being run by people that can dedicate a little bit more energy to it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm happy with that decision. It made perfect sense. You know, the site carries on, the podcast carries mm-hmm. on, the community
yep.
continues to yep. exist mm-hmm. without me. But
yeah.
you know, you've been very generous. Tim has also sort of said to me, you know, there's always a seat at the Nerd Room if you want to just podcast. Ah. And that's nice. Lovely to know that on a big red letter day like the solo release or episode 9's release, you might want me to jump on and talk about it. And then that would be fantastic. You know, that'd be really exciting.
Most assuredly.
Yeah. So there's plenty of options. I just don't, you know, it would be nice to pop on from time to time and have a chat about these things.
Sure.
But it's not... I don't think I can really commit as much of myself to it as I have been doing over the past couple of years, which is why this has come to pass.
Indeed. There's a couple of things I wanted to talk about. So one is the Patreon, the Facebook group specifically, rather.
Mm-hmm.
One is, there's a couple of things I can't guarantee. I can't guarantee I won't tweak the website a bit. just little things at this stage. I don't see myself completely gutting it and rebuilding it because I don't have the time. Even if I wanted to do that, which I don't, because I think the core is solid. But there will be some, I'm having a look now and kind of working my way around the site and trying to work out what I like and what I would kind of slightly modify. The core of the podcast will be as it is now. It's going to be listener driven. It's going to be, you know, some emphasis on news, but it's more about the people who are hearing this right now. Those are the people who I want. Those are people I'm interested in hearing from, and that goes beyond the topic of Star Wars. You know, this subject, I appreciate, some people are not going to be surprised by this. I've spoken to a couple of people who saw this coming, and it's because we weren't as good at hiding stuff as we thought we were. We've been a little less subtle than I thought, but yeah. They've kind of picked up on the fact that something is coming, so there's changes coming. So there are going to be people who are going to be surprised by this, and I want them to know, and I want you to understand, people listening, so I'm talking to you right now. I'm talking to you.
It's rude.
So I want you to know that I am open to dialogue. So I'm going to do a thing that will kind of make that clear. So I'm going to give my email address direct, and for the purposes of, send, if you have questions or you have comments or you have concerns about this announcement, or indeed anything around Talk Star Wars, whatever your concerns might be, rob@emotionally14.com is my email address. I check it. I'm in a position to check it constantly, and I will always make time to answer your questions, even if it takes me a little while. And I apologize in advance if that's the case, because obviously, as Mark alluded to earlier, all these things, all these stuff, little bits and pieces we do are extracurricular. So I still have a day job outside of this that's nothing to do with this stuff. And they're very patient with me in terms of, they allow me to learn a lot of stuff that helps me in doing what I'm doing. And they give me a lot of advice when it comes to outside work projects. But I don't, as a result, I don't want to take the rise. I don't want to be abusing that good, abusing that help. So if it takes me a little while to get back to you, I apologize. I still will. But I want to have dialogue about this stuff. I want to hear people's concerns. I want to know what people are happy about, what people are sad about, and what people are going to... I don't need a 500-word email about how you're going to miss Mark. We take that as a given,
Just send them to me.
Yeah, I'll forward those straight on. Yeah, I'm not even going to read them. Just because, to be honest, they're probably a bit personal anyway, aren't they? I would thought. But anything you have, questions, concerns, suggestions, I want to hear the lot, and I will take time to respond to every single one of them. And whether it's a direct email back or I'll put them in a video or something, I will answer these questions. I will address these concerns because I don't, I want to take this project forward in a way that is, authentic to what Mark has built with the help of, Steve and Jeremy and Andy and myself and Paul and Rob Cast and Tim and the guys in the Commonwealth, all the great shows in the Commonwealth. And I'm going to be working much more closely with them in this new sort of capacity as owner operator. I've got sort of cross promotional interests with the Emotionally 14, which I'm going to be hopefully sharing some more details about in the not too distant future as well, which will also tie quite heavily into Talk Star Wars and the Commonwealth, which, Mark, I realized I haven't actually told you about that yet. I'll do that.
Yep.
That's cool. I think I have touched on it in a previous conversation.
We spoke about some stuff last week, which I suspect is probably close to it.
I think it's probably close to. Yeah. So, if you're out there and you're somebody who's hearing this news and you're like, oh man, I hope this doesn't happen. Tell me that you hope it doesn't happen, because that's the best way to help me not make it happen in a way that will upset you. This is the thing. I'm begging people for dialogue here. The Talk Star Wars community has always been by far the most engaged community I've ever been part of when it comes to online discourse. And I want that to endure, and I want that to continue to be the case for as long as this project has steam. So, Rob@emotionally14.com, @RobBoydVision on Twitter, at Rob Wade Vision on Instagram. A bit more difficult to get me to message me on there because the DM system sucks. But those two things, Rob Wade Vision on Twitter, DM me there. robatemotionally14.com, email me anytime, day or night. I will reply. Even if it takes me a while, I will reply. I will come back to you and I will address whatever concerns you have or whatever comments you have or whatever suggestions you have. And we can move forward with this together in a way that is authentic to the vision of Mark and the original Talk Star Wars crew, of which I've usurped and taken over.
I love democracy.
Yeah, it should be said that you've been a part of Talk Star Wars a lot longer than you were not a part of Talk Star Wars.
Oh, very, very right? much so at this point. 103 episodes.
We've discussed this a lot recently, yes, about how you're as much a part of building this thing as I am. Mm-hmm. It was only like a dozen episodes before you jumped onto the podcast. So the podcast as it exists now is very much the way, shape and form because of your input. So
I appreciate that.
Talk Star Wars is bigger than one person, much bigger than one person. It's a,
not anymore.
It's a it's a global community of dedicated worshippers of Rob. It's a global community of Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
It's an active, vibrant community. I've stepped back from it over the past couple of weeks and it's still there, still going strong. Talk Star Wars is a lot bigger than one person. I didn't build it on my own. It's going to move forward continually without my presence.
And I won't be doing it by myself.
And it will go on to bigger and better things, I'm sure.
Yeah. And I won't be able to do that by myself. And again, this is why I'm asking for people to tell me what they want. You know, tell me what they want to see. Tell me what they're worried about. Well, tell me what they fear would happen, blah, blah, blah. You know, what I don't want to happen is we make this, and you know, we make this announcement and everybody goes, damn.
Yeah.
That's my worry. That's, you know, it's not my worry because I feel like, you know, the interactions I've had so far, because we have kind of cascaded this out to a few people behind the scenes, obviously the people who on the need to know, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive. So, you know, I'm very grateful for the support I've had from people in the Commonwealth and the people I've had to speak to about this stuff. And I'm hoping for more of the same, and I'm sure, you know, I have no reason to believe I won't get that. But, you know, save for a couple of DMs where it's like, oh, well, here's my worry, and I can address those things. And people could choose to accept or not accept my explanations for whatever answers I give.
Yeah, I think over the past sort of month or so, we've very carefully taken a few things away from the podcast and from the feed. And I haven't had a single negative comment. You know, we restructured the show slightly, and the position I took on it was I was going to drop a few things that were no longer getting any play, and they haven't been missed. And, you know, the feed has sort of dropped some of the Thursday shows, the comics show, which I deliberately stepped away from to let that sort of just sit for a little while.
Yeah.
I haven't had a single comment about that. But then people have been very engaged with what we've been doing on the main show. The emails are still coming in.
Sure.
Comments are still coming in. People are still chatting about Star Wars in the groups. So,
Still conversing with Talk Star Wars on Twitter, which, spoilers, has been me for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I have literally had no idea what's going on in there.
It's made me, it's quite funny actually, it's made me phrase my tweets like, how can I sound like Mark and keep this deception alive?
Yeah.
I've been sitting there going like, right, what would he say? What would Mark do? That's a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I should probably mention the t-shirts. Yeah. So,
Mark do t-shirt now in the T Public store?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's something I wanted to mention. So, in terms of, you know, support. So obviously Talk Star Wars again has a very supportive community in terms of merchandising. So as it currently stands and for the foreseeable future, if you're buying stuff from the Talk Star Wars Tee Public store, that revenue is still going to Mark. And we've discussed this behind the scenes. I'm very happy to keep it that way because Mark has put the effort into designing those things and they are his. On the other hand, if you're using the Amazon widget on Talk Star Wars, that revenue is coming my way, because let's be real about this. It's not a lot of legwork to create those widgets. So it's not like a design that's been created and artistically designed. It's very much it's code, you know.
Yes.
If I was so inclined, I could write it myself, but I have neither the time, the inclination, or the skill. So there's that.
And it's always been designed to sort of funnel funds towards the running costs, the overhead.
Yes, of Talk Star Wars. Yeah.
Of course, now that Talk Star Wars sits with you, that's where the finances should be.
But with the t-shirt stuff, I'm less precious about that transfer of ownership for that. So just wanted to kind of give a bit of insight behind the scenes. The Amazon stuff will be mine, as it were. The t-shirt stuff will continue to be Mark's. And like I say, as far as I'm concerned, that can stay that way, and I have no qualms with that. And the Patreon, most importantly, will be towards the running cost of Talk Star Wars. So as Mark sort of alluded to there, because Talk Star Wars has, you know, become the sort of operator of Talk Star Wars, it will be sent to me to then use to keep Talk Star Wars running.
And I will have no part in that. The Patreon platform has passed wholly and completely to Rob, and I'll have no input in that. On the t-shirt front, as Rob and I have negotiated, the TSW branded t-shirts will disappear from the store, and the designs have already passed to Rob so that they can be republished at a later date. So anything that has the Talk Star Wars belt buckle logo, or anything that features the Talk Star Wars logo, those funds can still be pointed at the running of Talk Star Wars.
Yeah.
And not my income for the t-shirts. No, I will put those designs, when you publish them, Rob, into my store.
Sure. So and people vice versa
can find them in my store as well. But obviously the revenue then goes to Talk Star Wars. So everything we've done up until this point, which has all been, I think, legitimate, honest, and above board.
Yep.
Every penny has been aimed at Talk Star Wars, the running and growing thereof. And it will continue to be that way.
Yes. Now, I want to, on the subject of revenue and stuff, I want to be clear on this. With the Patreon, do not be afraid. We've talked about this, Mark, and this is only a theory. So I have no basis for this, just beyond a hunch. I have a theory there's a certain percentage of the Patreon user base who are supporting Talk Star Wars because they back you specifically, and not Talk Star Wars as they back the creator and not the creation.
Right.
And I want to be clear, if people, when this sort of is announced and it's all been sort of transitioned and stuff, if people want to drop off for that reason, I will have no hard feelings whatsoever. And I fully appreciate that sometimes people prefer to support the people behind the creations rather than the creations themselves, and I have no objections to that whatsoever. So if somebody wants to step away because they don't support Talk Star Wars, they support Mark, and maybe Mark later on might have a Patreon they can chip into, that's absolutely fine. I will like I said, I'm not gonna lose any sleep over that. I fully appreciate and understand and accept that that's something that some people prefer. That's a mentality that people have. So, yeah, like I say, it's not going to be a problem. So, I'm trying to be as transparent about this as I can, just to sort of make it clear where my head is at in this stuff. Because obviously, I've been a little bit quiet behind the scenes as well, because obviously we've been discussing this and working it out. I've got this other stuff going on with Emotionally 14, which has taken weird shapes as I've gone along, and it's, changed quite a bit from my original vision. The day-to-day running of Emotionally 14 and the bits and pieces I've done for Talk Star Wars have not gone away. So I've still been doing all that stuff on top of all these extra bits and pieces behind the scenes. So, if I've been quiet on social media and stuff, now you know why.
Yeah.
And don't look for that to change anytime soon, because I don't know if you just heard, but I just took over a website. Just saying.
Yeah, I think it's important to sort of highlight, and it's not really my place to do so anymore, but I will do, just for effect.
To the end of this call.
The core values of Talk Star Wars aren't changing. It's still listener focused. It's still, the aim is to build a community of like-minded people, who love mm-hmm. the same thing and want a safe place to congregate and discuss it and celebrate it.
Yep.
You've all been in each other's company now long enough to know how it works. If you haven't yet dipped into that community via the Talk Star Wars Patreon, I suggest you do so. The patronage is a tiny percentage of the listenership of Talk Star Wars.
Mm.
And I can't tell you how important that community of people has been to me. It's gotten us this far, and it's kept me going long after the tank was empty and I was on fumes.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful thing. Those core values aren't going anywhere. If you're not already a part of it, I suggest jumping on board, because it's the potential for this thing is spectacular. And the right guy, in my opinion, now has taken over with the energy to be able to push it forward. The know-how, if only you could see the video, the know-how is there, the energy is there, the desire for success is there, the community, the support he needs, the network, the community is around the right guy to take this forward. So you will continue to have my full support, Rob, not just spiritually, but I mean, if you need me in terms of advice or anything,
yeah,
you know I'm there.
I appreciate that.
I'll be in the community. I'm not disappearing. I'm not going to space or Witch Mountain. I'm going to be right here, tinkering on my stuff in the background. I'd love to see you all in my group. You're pre-approved as members of my Facebook group. There'll be a link in the Talk Star Wars group so you can get there easily enough. We can continue to have fun together, but that's all I'm going to be doing is having fun. This man's doing the work from now on, not me. That's good. I should reiterate the point. The core values aren't changing. The stall we set out at the beginning, and make no mistake, it wasn't just me, Rob, helped build this thing. Those core values remain. It's about the community. It's about fandom. It's about unity. And that's what's going to be at the heart of this thing. That's why I know that I'm okay to step away, because the right man's there with those values in place.
Well, it's very kind of you to say.
Just the truth, my friend.
Well, I hope to live up to it, you know. It's very exciting, but at the same time, I won't lie, there have been mornings where I've woken up and the first thing that crossed my mind is, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah, I've had those mornings.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this week it's mainly been because I keep waking up at 5:30 for no discernible reason whatsoever. And I was like, what the hell am I doing waking up this early?
Yeah. No, it makes sense. There was a day where you and I had a conversation post-show, like we always do for an unreasonable amount of time some weeks.
Can be.
We talk, and that was the night that we decided that, yeah, this was going to happen. And you said you were in, and on the next morning I woke up and thought, what have I done? And I was hit with this massive panic attack. I thought, what have I done? What on earth and it took me a couple of days to sort of get past that. And then when, you know, we mentioned I started signing the services over to you, my phone, I mean, at the time we started recording tonight, it was at 55%, the battery.
Yeah.
I'm usually down to like 9%.
Yep.
And that's just to show how, once I started signing out of these services, how things have gotten more and more quiet.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll wake up and there'll be one alert on my phone. That must be what a normal person feels like,
I guess.
But being so active, or the phone being so active, so connected to Talk Star Wars.
Yeah.
You're going to find this. Most mornings I'll wake up and I can just scroll forever, just looking at messages or alerts from a social media service or something, and it's just a wasteland now, and my life is so quiet.
Yeah.
It's been really bizarre.
You might find that passes, and you might find that you're quite enjoying it and you'll keep it that way.
So. Yeah, I'm kind of there now. I'm still sort of reaching for the phone. It's like a ghost phone. It's like I go to it thinking, I need to just catch up, because I'm so used to having something to do in the group or something, having something to address on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
All these glorious messages. It's never been a chore. It's always been wonderful. And that's the kind of thing that is difficult to get used to. Suddenly I'll go to my phone and there's nothing. I'll go to my Twitter. My Twitter account, at Mark Godsiff, is just like 270-something followers.
Yeah.
Just a desolate wasteland. So that's at first that was like a culture shock, but now I've come to really appreciate it.
I'm trying to think how long it's been since I've
cleaned my car. I've had so much time.
I'm trying to think how long it's been since I've had fewer than 250 followers. It's been years.
I know, it's mad, isn't it? It's mad, but that, you know, when we built Movie Geeks Film News, that was because I've had Mark Godsiff at Mark Godsiff, my Twitter account, I've had from the start. And then there was a Mark Godsiff Photography, and there was Hindsight, and there was all the projects. You know, like how easy it's been for us to transfer everything, because it was all set up in the name of the project. And that's, I found that to be very useful over the years. It's very useful to compartmentalize like that. So At Talk Star Wars was the most recent one. When you're investing in those things, it's very easy to build that platform. Not very easy, but it's simple to sort of build that platform into something significant.
Yeah.
And it usually means that the other thing, like my personal Twitter, is just ignored. Mm-hmm. So I haven't really developed it, evolved it in any way, shape, or form. So if you are interested in keeping up with what I'm doing on Twitter, my personal Twitter, I warn you now, it will only be, oh, look what I've seen in iTunes, or look what I've seen on Amazon, or look what I've seen on YouTube. That's kind of what that is.
That's
some
fine.
Of it, some of it's interesting, but I'm there. And what I do next will most likely make its way there. So, at Mark Godsiff, check me out.
You should. I heartily encourage anybody to do so. I think you'll get a big upswing in followers after people get wind of the fact that you're not at Talk Star Wars anymore.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Now my phone is, I have four on here.
Twitter accounts. So,
yeah, there's a fourth one that I signed up for just to stop somebody else from getting the name, and I've never actually done anything.
Done that. I did that. I've just killed it. I parked on one.
Yeah.
A while ago, it is related to Talk Star Wars. I parked on it just so that someone else couldn't grab it.
Yeah.
I just killed that. There was no interest in it. I just killed now.
Fair enough. I may do the same.
I am down to two Twitter accounts now.
That must be nice. Sorry, I'm just,
Well, it is rather late, so I guess we should kind of wrap this up, I think.
So anything else you want to kind of add to the proceedings?
Not really. I mean, obviously, the way I want to end this is by saying thank you to everybody that's been a part of this thing whilst I've been a part of it. The guys I've had the pleasure of working with, Stephen, Jeremy, your good self, Paul, all the VIPs, everybody that's taken the time to write into the podcast.
Yeah, for sure.
The people that have supported us outside the podcast, who really don't need to. The wonderful people over at Blog Talk Radio. Guys like Jason over at Making Star Wars. Have been really supportive and really wonderful. I should shout out Mark Airy as well, who worked tirelessly to build his own brand. And when you search Star Wars in iTunes, he's a significant player there. It's been an incredible experience, and one that I will cherish, and I'm very much in love with this thing that we built. I will continue to admire it from afar. It's just, I think, much better off without me involved.
I'm sure that will be a subject of some conjecture. I don't get the feeling that will be a sense that will be shared by all. But we shall see. Maybe I'm wrong. But I have a feeling I'm not on that particular point. Obviously, you know, I'm sure I speak for all the listeners and all the VIPs and the whole community when I say thank you, because without your hard work, there would be so much less of this stuff for them to enjoy. You know, if you think about how much, how many podcasts you've greenlit and how many written pieces you've written over the years, and how much of this community you've built with your own two hands. I think, you know, let's say this is why I think the idea that it's better off without you is something that people are going to struggle with, because I'm sure it's a very, very difficult idea to get your head around. It's certainly something I've struggled with. in these last couple of weeks while we've been finalizing all these details. But yeah, I mean, you know, I'm very excited to have the opportunity to run with this ball after having been put in a good position by my quarterback. I don't know sports.
Makes but, nervous.
You know, I'm, like I said, you know, the big thing I want to reiterate is that I'm my doors are open, the proverbial doors. My literal doors are shut because it's quite late and, you know, not the nicest area.
Midway.
I kid. But yeah, my ears are open and my eyes are open to feedback and interaction and dialogue and stuff. So I've given you plenty of avenues to do so. You can still email talkstarwarsinfo@gmail.com and I'll see that too. But you know, rob@emotionally14.com and @robwavevision on Twitter. Let's have a, you know, if you're struggling with this, or if you're excited about this because it gives you loads of ideas, let's have a conversation about these things. Let's talk Star Wars.
Oh, nicely done.
And you know, thank you. It's almost like I've done this for years, isn't it? so let's talk about this, and let's make this the best it can be going forwards, because we're going to be, you know, we're taking a hit. Let's be fair. We're losing a powerhouse of podcasting. But my hope is that I can live up to your example, and that I can, you know, ultimately surpass it.
I'm sure you will. That won't take much work. No, thank you, mate. Very kind.
Yeah. Well, let's say, you know, thank you to those who have listened. This is going out on the main feed, right? So that's everybody's going to hear this. So thank you to those who have listened to this. Thank you to everybody who is listening right now, who's been listening up until now, and who hopefully will continue to listen into the future.
Well said.